Welcome back to Pembroke Investigations. Thanks for joining me as we inch closer to solving the puzzle. Keep in mind that this is a serialised audio drama, and as such you will be better informed by starting at the beginning. So if you haven't listened to episode 1 yet, we advise you go back and listen to it first. The mystery will still be waiting when you return. If you have listened to the previous episodes, welcome back. Last time, Charlie uncovered some shocking truths about the Mar Amulet, its ties to the occult, and the power it might hold. Meanwhile, his investigation into Jamie's disappearance took a startling turn, leaving him with more questions than answers. This week, the past and present collide, and Charlie realises the case is far more personal than he ever expected. Buckle up, because at Pembroke Investigations, the past never stays buried for long.
How can I help?
How's the hand?
What are you talking
about? Cut the crap, brother. You have a cut on your hand. How did you get it?
My hand has nothing to do with it. Get off me!
How did you cut your hand?
Get off!
Tell me now or I'll bloody well break it.
Charlie, let go of him now.
How did you cut your hand?
A razor.
Try again, brother.
A razor! I cut it on a razor. Let me go!
Not until you tell me how you really cut it.
Stay off him, Charlie, or I will arrest you. Do you understand?
You bloody shot me!
He's broken my arm!
You shut it too! Charlie, you can't do that. Stay away from him. Let's see your arm, Brother Ambrose.
I am a brother of this abbey. And you?
You're fine, brother. Nothing broken, maybe a strain, but you'll be fine.
I'll have you charged for this. You...
Were you anywhere near Bolskin House yesterday, Brother Ambrose?
What are you talking?
There was an attempted murder. One last time, brother. Were you anywhere in the vicinity of Bolskin House yesterday?
No, I was here. I was in the library. And then in my room, I was.
Can anyone verify that?
Attempted murder? What are you...
Can someone verify your whereabouts yesterday, between the hours of 4 p.m. and 6 p.m?
The abbot was... I was in the library, and he came in the afternoon. I don't know when,
How did you cut your hand, brother?
I cut it with my razor. I had a fall yesterday morning. I had a fall in the shower. I landed on my razor. Who's trying to murder?
Is the abbot in?
He is in his office. He was,
Excellent. He can verify where you were. Shall we?
What?
We can go and see the abbot together, shall we?
Just keep that man away from me.
Let's go, brother.
Good afternoon. How can I...
These are the people accusing me of...
Shut your...
Enough! Okay, everyone. Just calm down.
Grace, what is going on here?
We need some information, Abbot.
Okay.
Can you confirm the whereabouts of Brother Ambrose yesterday between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m?
Has the brother done something wrong?
That's what we're trying to establish. Do you know the brother's whereabouts between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. yesterday?
Well, I can't be sure about the whole time, but I went to the library around 5 p.m. I spoke to the brother about a call we had received from a university student who was looking to visit as part of their PhD research. I can get you a copy of the phone log from the computer if you like.
That would be great, Abbott. Thank you.
He hasn't asked about Brother Ambrose and is too prepared with that call log. There's something Hold on.
What is it?
Do you have a new hobby, Abbott?
I'm sorry?
Taken up shooting, have we?
I have no idea what you were talking about.
The rifle. Abbott, why do you have a rifle?
Oh, that. I've been holding on to it.
Have you really? Who have you been holding on to it for?
Our good friend, Noah.
And why would you have Noah's gun?
Is everything all right, Charlie?
Why do you have Noah's gun?
Charlie, stop it.
I don't know what's going on here, but I had Noah's gun because the sights needed checking. I took the gun to my friend, Stuart. He is a ghillie for the Mar Estate. He is a gun expert, and he checked the sights and gave me back the rifle. I'm sorry I haven't had time to return it to Noah. I know it should be in a cabinet, but I was planning on seeing him tonight.
When did you get it back from Stuart?
That would have been yesterday afternoon. He came in about 1 o'clock.
So it's been sitting in your office since then? Hasn't moved?
Certainly. The office is locked unless I am here. I lock it every time I leave the room. It's been perfectly safe.
I'm going to have to take it with me, Abbott. There's a concern that it was involved in an incident.
Oh dear. What kind of incident?
A very grave one, Abbott. I can't say more than that, I'm afraid. Once I'm done with it, I'll give it back to Noah.
Of course. I'll be glad to not have it sitting in the office. Here you are. Here's the call. You can check the number, I'm sure.
Thank you, Abbott. I certainly will. I think that's everything for now. I'll be in touch.
Of course. We are always happy to help.
Thank you again, Abbott. So, you still think that the brothers are behind this? It doesn't fit, they have no motive.
They have the means and the opportunity to get rid of Jamie. But the motive? Perhaps they are hiding Jamie after the theft. Or they have the amulet and got rid of Jamie for stealing it. Maybe they need the money and use Jamie as a scapegoat. I don't know yet. I don't have the motive yet. There are too many things linking them to this. Jamie was staying with them at the time of the theft. Jamie was learning about the occult from their library, possibly with the assistance of Brother Ambrose. The abbot had a rifle when I was shot at. The blood at the scene fits with Brother Ambrose's injured hand. These things cannot be a coincidence.
That's too many coincidences and too many motives, Charlie. It also doesn't account for the incident at the museum.
No, it doesn't. I need to think on it. Thanks for the lift, Grace.
Anytime, big guy. I'll catch up with you if I find out anything more.
Thanks, Grace. For everything. I'll check in with you later.
Afternoon, mate. How are things going?
Good, Noah. Thanks. It's been a busy few days. How are things here? Keeping busy?
Ah, you know, mate. Same old, same old. Just keeping the place ticking over. Always something to fix or sort out. Can't afford the staff, mate, so it's all me.
This is going to be a strange question, but I'm looking to get a hold of a rifle. Do you know anyone who has one?
A rifle? What kind of adventure are you having, mate? That's a bit of a strange one.
I've been invited to a shoot in a few days. I want to scope out some of the attendees, but I don't have a rifle, and I wondered if you knew anyone with one that I could borrow.
A shoot, eh? Well, I do have one you could use, mate, but it's not here with me.
That would be brilliant. Where is it? I'd be happy to get it, since I'm going to be borrowing it.
Oh yeah, right. Of course. It's up at the Abbey.
the Abbey. What would they need a rifle for?
Oh, no, mate. The sights have been wonky for a while, and the abbot knows a bloke who said he would take a look at it. You know, just a quick repair.
I'll be going up there tomorrow, so I could check in and see if it's ready.
Yeah, of course, mate. Of course. Must be fixed by now. He's had it for a week or so.
Perfect. Thanks, Noah. I really appreciate the help.
Not a bother, mate. Not a bother. Anything else you need?
No, thanks. I'm good. See you later, Noah.
See you, mate.
Voice note 015 for case number FA7638. It is 3:25 AM. I have just woken from the strangest of dreams. I'm not sure where to start. I was in the chamber underneath Balestrian, and I was walking through the tunnel. I had reached the end of the tunnel and walked up to the altar, and in the alcoves, instead of being empty, there were figures standing. They spoke to me and said,
"All right, mate. This is your final night with us.
You're here by our wish, Charlie. Here because you cannot find the boy you lost, but he is here. Like the prodigal son, he has returned."
"The one you need is here, Charlie. You just need to look. Look with your heart. Look with your souls. Look with your eyes."
Jamie, he was on the altar. He was chained like the chains that were attached to the bed in the room off the tunnel. His clothes were torn and soiled. His hands were clenched as if he was in pain, and as I looked up at his face, it was horrible. His face was that of a demon's. His face looked like a goat's with two long curved horns, a five-pointed star on his forehead, and a long crown with flames ejaculating from the top. As I watched him, his eyes opened. They were so bright I could barely look. And as he turned, I felt a hand on my shoulder and turned to see.
"Cursed are you above all livestock and all wild animals. You will crawl on your belly and you will eat dust all the days of your life.
You will be the end of this town, the end of this people, the end of this age and the end of our world. You are the link and the harbinger. You are the master, and Iwas will guide you to the will of Rahurquit, and you will be his emblem, his Baphomet, and you will know thyself. You will be the end of this town, the end of this people, the end of this age, and the end of our world. You are the link and the harbinger. You are the master, and Iwas will guide you to the will of Rahurquit, and you will be his emblem, his Baphomet, and you will know thyself. You will be the end of this town, the end of this people, the end of this age, and the end of our world. You are the link and the harbinger. You are the master, and Iwas will guide you to the will of Rahurquit, and you will be his emblem, his Baphomet, and you will know thyself."
And then I awoke. I don't know what to think about it. I don't often dream, and then this. There's a theory in psychology that dreams are our thoughts arranging themselves from the day. Maybe that's what this is. My suspects were all in the dream, as was Jamie, as was the chamber. They're all linked. I need to flush out my friends from my enemies. Now, I have a plan.
another episode of Pembroke Investigations is in the bag. Want to explore more about the mystery? Visit www.pembrokeinvestigations.com for bonus content, episode highlights, and news about all our upcoming shows from our production company, Ink in Pause. And if you'd like to hear more stories, visit www.patreon.com/inkinpause. Your support means the world to us, and for only a few pounds, you'll get some amazing perks in return. From early access to episodes, to lots of exclusive extras, like our case files. Until next time, remember, the past never stays buried for long.